وقال سبحانه وتعالى وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام القرآن حجة لك وعليك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, respected ulama, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Calling people to la ilaha illallah, the straight path, the sirati mustaqeen without a doubt is the most difficult of all work. As Nuh alayhi salam conveyed the message of Allah, ya qawmi inni lakum nazeerun mubeen, an i'budu allaha wa attaquhu wa asi'un. O my people, I am a plain warner to you. Worship Allah, fear Allah, be dutiful to Allah, and obey me. He conveyed this message day and night, bearing all difficulties and hardships for 950 years. Yeah, what does the Quran say? مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. A few believed. A handful brought iman. Yet he spent 950 years, day and night, calling people to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because this work is very difficult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help the prophets in their work, shows miracles. Whenever Allah wishes, He shows these miracles to the people these messengers are sent. He shows these miracles through his prophets to assure the people that this person who is claiming to be a prophet truly is a prophet, and the message that he is conveying to the people, "Ubudu Allah, worship Allah," truly is the message of Allah. Thus, different miracles were given to different prophets. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he broke the idols, his people decided to punish him. فَحَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They were chanting. They gathered wood. A huge bonfire was made. When the fire became very hot, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown inside the fire. Allah, يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْضٌ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. The creator of the fire ordered the fire, O fire, become peaceful and cool upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The speciality, the special feature of fire is that it burns. Put your hand inside the fire and your hand will burn. It is a special feature of fire. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came out of the fire and touched not a single mark on his body. This was a miracle from Allah, and this was the miracle of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam, also a prophet of Allah, was given a very sweet voice when he recited the book of Allah, Zabur. Because of his sweet voice, يُصَبِّحْنَ مَعَهُ وَالطَّيْرِ, all the birds, whatever they may be, when they heard Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam reciting the book of Allah, Zabur, they would come and gather near Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. And the birds, and the mountains are of stone. Stone does not speak. The birds and the mountains, though stone, would begin to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would begin to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this glorification, this praise, and this tasbih and tahmeed could be heard by all. وَأَلَلَّا لَوْ الْحَدِيثِ. Iron was made as soft as wax for him. Without fire, without using tools, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was able to break the iron with his hands and mold the iron as he desired. This was a miracle of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. His son of Sulaiman alayhi salam received many miracles. Let us look at the Quran. The Quran relates, وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِكَ الصَّيْرِ. He could speak the language of every animal. All the different languages of the birds, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could speak. All the different languages of the animals, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could speak. All the different languages of the insects, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could speak. To the extent that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could even communicate with the trees. Narrated by the Apostle of Allah ta'ala anhu, he says, كان نبي الله سليمان إذا صلى رأى شجرة نابتة بين يديها فيسألها نسمه. So whenever our Nabi Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam prayed, a tree would grow in front of him. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would speak and ask the tree its name and the reason and the purpose of its creation. The tree would speak and inform Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam its name and the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the tree. To the extent that Nabiyuna Sulaiman alayhi salam could even speak with the ants and communicate with the ants. The Quran relates, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Whenever Sulaiman alayhi salam marched towards a certain land, many armies would march with him. He ruled the entire world. Only four people have ever ruled the entire world, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam being one of them. His kingdom was equal to none other. Out of the four that ruled the entire world, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's kingdom could not be matched and was not comparable. Whenever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam marched toward a certain land, many armies would march with him. An army of birds, an army of jinn, an army of men, an army of animals, all with perfect discipline, just like the armies today. It so happened that once Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam marched towards a certain land in which there was a great habitat for ants. One of the ants said to its fellow ants, "Udkhulu masakinakum." Quickly, quickly enter your houses, Sulaiman and his armies are coming. يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَمَ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They are not such people as to trample you to death, but it is possible through you may be crushed under their feet through unawareness. No man can hear the voice and the sound of an ant. How small is an ant? It is impossible to hear with the human ear the voice of an ant. Yet Nabiyyuna Sulaiman alayhi salam came to know of it. Allama al-Zamakhshari says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this ant from a distance of 3 miles. Whilst Abu Ishaq al-Sa'alabi says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam said to this small ant, or little one, لِمَا حَزَّرْتِ النَّمْرِ. Why did you warn all the other ants? أَخِفْتِ غُلْمِ. Did you think that Sulaiman was going to oppress you? Do you not know that I am Sulaiman, the messenger of Allah, and a just man? Why did you say to the other ants, يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ, that Sulaiman and his armies may trample you? The little one replied, يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ أَمَا سَمِئْتَ قَوْلِ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Did you not hear that I said وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that Sulaiman and his armies will not trample you intentionally? It is possible because we are small, we may be crushed through an awareness. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled. This was a miracle that was given to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Further, the Quran relates, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحِ غُضُوهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ. That Allah had given him a throne which flew in air. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum relates that whenever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam sat on his throne, thousands of chairs would be placed around Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. First of all, those that held major positions from amongst the human beings would sit right next to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Then those that have minor positions from amongst the human beings would sit next to the seniors. Then those that have major positions from amongst the jinn would sit next to them. Then those that have minor positions from amongst the jinn would sit next to them. And the birds would fly above them and provide shelter and shade from the sun. Because Allah has subjected the air to him, because Allah has subjected the wind to him, the wind would carry them all wherever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam wished to go. They would literally fly in the air. And the wind would complete a 2 month journey in one day. Hassan al-Basri rahimullah was saying that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would leave Baytul Masjid in the morning and he would spend his afternoon, he would take his siesta in Istakhar. The distance from between Baytul Masjid and Istakhar, it will normally take 1 month to cover this distance on a fast horse. After having his meal in Istakhar, he would spend his night in Kabul. Yet again, the distance between Istakhar and Kabul, it would take normally 1 month to cover this distance. Yet Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would cover this distance in one day. Further, the Quran relates, وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ أَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. Allah had made a fountain of molten copper flow for him. Those that know chemistry, in reality are solid. But yet, it would flow. Molten copper would flow like water. Molding it, the jinns made huge pots in which food for the whole army was cooked and served. Further, the Quran relates, وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ عَنْ أَمْرِنَا نُزِغْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Because the jinn informed the people that they knew the knowledge of ghayb, that they knew the knowledge of unseen, Allah had subjected the wind to the jinn to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبُ وَتَمَاثِيلُ وَجِفَالٍ كَالْجِوَابُ وَقُدُورٍ رَاسِيَاتٍ. The jinn would make huge palaces for him, huge buildings. They would construct mansions for him. They even helped him to build Baytul Masjid. They would make metal portraits which were not forbidden in Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam shar'iyya. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاصٍ. They would dive into the oceans and they would bring out pearls and they would present them to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَارِ. Many others were imprisoned and tied in chains because of their disobedience and because of their mischief. Other prophets were given other miracles. Though different prophets were given different miracles, the purpose behind the miracle was the same. The purpose of the miracle? To help the messengers in their work of da'wah. To assure the people that this person who is claiming to be a messenger of Allah, waqi'i, truly is the messenger of Allah. And the message that this person is conveying is not his message, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, but is the message of Allah. This message is the message of Allah. And that there is a supernatural power behind the miracle, and that power is the power of Allah. This was the purpose of all the miracles. Let me take you a step further. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, a master in every field, he relates, generally the miracles that were given to the Prophet were in accordance with what was rife in society at that particular time. In Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's era, it was the era of hakims and doctors. Many breakthroughs had been made in the field of medicine. Thus Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was given miracles in accordance with his era and what was right in society at that particular time. He was given such miracles which proved his superiority over them in their best field. The Quran relates, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would take mud, he would make a figure of a bird, he would breathe inside it, the bird would become alive, and it would fly into the air. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَصَ. We live in the 20th century. We have made tremendous advances in the field of medicine. But yet, in spite of these advances, and in spite of it being the 20th century, we cannot cure the leper. And nor can we cure those that were born blind. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, with the permission of Allah and with the will of Allah, would restore the eyesight of those that were born blind, and he would cure the leper. وَأُحْيَ الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. To the extent that the Quran says, he would even bring the dead to life. All with the will of Allah and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dead would become alive, they would come out of their grave, they would speak with those that recognized them, and those that knew them. Thereafter they would die, and they would be buried in their graves again. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. He would inform the people of what they had eaten. He would tell each and every person that this is what you had in your meal. This is what you ate. And this is what you have stored for tomorrow. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's era was an era of magic, was an era of sorcery, and an era of tricks. Thus, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, as well as being given many other miracles, was given the miracle of the staff and the miracle of the glowing hand. When he threw it, فَإِذَنْ هِيَ سُبْعَانُ مُبِينَ, it would become a huge serpent. And when he picked it up, it would be a stick. So Ibn Kathir rahimullah says that generally the trend was that the prophets of Allah were given such miracles that the miracles that they were given were in accordance with what was right in society at that particular time. Following the same trend, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's era was the era of literacy, the era of eloquent speeches, and the era of poetry. Even a shepherd, when he spoke, he would rumble like thunder and strike like lightning, a shepherd. Such a command they had over their language that our girls of 5 and 6 can barely speak their language. Yet, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, girls of 5 and 6 could make poems which consisted of about 90 and 100 couplets. They would read like this. Such a command they had over their language that with pride they would exclaim, Nashnul Arab, wa ghayrun al ajam, that we are Arab and the rest of the world is ajam. The word ajam meaning dumb, thus implying that the rest of the world is dumb. The rest of the world cannot speak national Arabs, it is only the Arabs that can speak. They would hang that poetry on the Kaaba, and the challenge was to the rest of the world. The book Al-Mu'allaqat was taught to this very day, a book in poetry, Arabic literature. This book to this very day is taught in the madaris around the world. This book was written in gold, and it was left hanging on the Kaaba. And the challenge was to the rest of the world that if you are men, then bring the answer to this book, Al-Mu'allaqat al-Sab. Hariri was born in 446 Hijri, around 400 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 400 years after the Quran. Yet, Shakespeare, who is considered to be one of the best poets ever, his work would look silly in front of Hariri's work. Such was the status of his book, Maqamat, which also to this very day is sold in the madaris, that the ulama have said that this book is worthy and deserves to be written in gold. This was the status of his book, Maqamat al-Hariri. Such a command Hariri had over the Arabic language that it is said that Hariri could write stories and poems which could be read both ways in Arabic literature. Read the story this way, the normal way, and the story would read. Read the story from where it ends backwards, making your way to the beginning, the story would read. Read it the front way or read it backwards, the story would read exactly the same way. This is the command Hariri had over the Arabic language. He came 400 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 400 years after the Quran. How much of a command do you think the Arabs at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had over their language? It was in this environment that the Quran, the miracle of all miracles, was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this atmosphere. And I say the miracle of all miracles because the Quran was a miracle yesterday, it is a miracle today, and the Quran will remain a miracle till the day of judgment. Yes, the hand and the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was a miracle. But this miracle appeared with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. It ended with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Yes, the curing of the blind and the leper were miracles of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. These miracles appeared with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. These miracles ended with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The flying of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's throne was the miracle of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. But this miracle appeared with Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman left this world. The miracle left this world. Taking out a she-camel from a store was a miracle of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam living in the stomach of a fish was a miracle of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam breaking iron was a miracle of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. These miracles appeared with their prophets. Their prophets left the world. These miracles left the world. The Quran was a miracle yesterday. It was revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the world. The Quran did not leave the world. The Quran is a miracle today. And it will remain a miracle till the end of time. 1400 years ago, the Quran challenged the people. The Quran said, "Qul la in istama'atil in wal jin ala in yatu bi mithli hadha al-Quran la ya'tuna bi mithlihi walau kana ba'dhum li ba'din zahira." O people, if you do not believe that the Quran is the book of Allah, if you believe that the Quran is the work of man, if you believe that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote the Quran with his very own hands, you are also men. You claim literary ability, you claim versatility. Bring a book like the Quran. The challenge is open to all of you. The challenge is to the whole of mankind. If you cannot write a book like the Quran on an individual basis, take help from one another. Ask for help. All of you get together, hold meetings, ask the jinn for their help. The jinn have power. Ask them for their help. The challenge is open to the whole of mankind. The men, the jinn, all of you get together. Bring a book, one book, just like the Quran. The creator comes down. The challenge is made easier. Allah says, "Fatu bi'ashri suwarin mithlihi muftariyatin." If you cannot come with a book like a Quran, if you cannot come with one full book, then come with 10 surahs like the Quran. Yet again, the creator comes down. The challenge is made easy. Allah says, "Fatu bi suratin min mithli." If you cannot bring 10 surahs like the Quran, I have made the challenge easy for you. Never mind 10 surahs, never mind 5 surahs. Bring one surah like the Quran. No matter how long the surah is, as long as that one surah consists of 3 verses, just bring 3 verses. The whole of the mankind, all human beings, all jinn, get together, just bring 3 verses of the Quran. This was the challenge 1400 years ago. The challenge remains today, and the challenge will remain till the end of time. I ask my brothers, do you think the people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take up the challenge? The people did not pay much attention to the challenge? When history itself testifies that wherever our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, the kuffar, fearing that people will become inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people may say, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah." The kuffar always said one kafir behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, this kafir followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say to the people, "Oh people, do not listen to this man. He is majnoon. He is insane. He does not know what he is on about. He has lost his head. Do not listen to him." History testifies that many a time they tried to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. History testifies many a time they tried to bribe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran has now come. It is challenging the whole of mankind. The Quran is having a strange effect on their people. Even their leaders are losing their senses. Even their leaders are losing their heads. Walid ibn Mughira is said to bribe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is one of the leaders of the kuffar. He is one of the noble men of the kuffar. He is one of the respected men of the kuffar. He comes to Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran. The beautiful words of the Quran enter Walid ibn Mughira's ears. The sound of the Quran enters Walid ibn Mughira's ears. My brothers, Walid ibn Mughira is becoming inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is becoming inclined towards the Nabi of Islam. He is becoming inclined towards the Book of Islam. Abu Jahl is with him. Abu Jahl fears that Walid ibn Mughira may embrace Islam. Walid ibn Mughira may say, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah." It cannot happen because Walid ibn Mughira is a respectable man within the kuffar. If Walid ibn Mughira embraces Islam, the kuffar will embrace Islam. Abu Jahl begins to criticize Walid ibn Mughira. He begins to rebuke Walid ibn Mughira. He begins to tell Walid ibn Mughira. But it is like as if the Quran has hypnotized Walid ibn Mughira. The words on his lips are, his heart is full of kufr, but the words on his lips are, "I know those, I am a poet. Nobody knows poetry better than me. This Quran is not poetry. Why? إن له لحلاوة وإن عليه لفلاوة وإن أعلاه لمثمر وإن أسفله لمضدك وإنه لا يعلو ولا يعلى عليه إن له لحلاوة. The Quran has a sweetness which is equal to none other. وإن عليه لفلاوة. It has a charm which is equal to none other. It is fruitful, it is beneficial, it is luxurious. وإن له لا يعلو ولا يعلى عليه. The Quran comes, it overtakes the person, it overtakes the heart. It is not overtaken. Wallahi, ما يفور هذا البصر. I swear by Allah, this cannot be the work of a human being. I swear by Allah, this is not the work of man. Utba bin Abi Rabi'ah, he is the reciter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is also a leader from amongst the kuffar. His heart is full of kuffar. But what are the words on his lips? He says, Wallahi, tasamita qawlan, ma samitahu mithlahu qattu, ma huwa bi shiri wa bi sahana. By Allah, I swear by Allah, I have never heard something like this. Wallahi, it is not poetry. Wallahi, it is not soothsaying. It is the 6th year after Nabuwa, the Quraysh about to ask for the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar volunteers, I will take care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has a sword in his hand, he is making his way towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nu'im ibn Abdullah meets him. Nu'im says, oh Umar, never mind Rasulullah, go take care of your own family first. Your sister has embraced Islam, your brother-in-law has embraced Islam. Umar is turned, he cannot believe it, he changed direction, he makes his way towards his sister's house, he makes his way towards his brother-in-law's house. They are reciting the glorious Quran. Umar barges in, he enters, he begins to beat his brother-in-law, he begins to beat his sister. They are both covered with blood. His sister is covered with blood. Blood is literally flowing from her body. My brothers, who is she? She is the sister of Umar. She is no ordinary woman. She says, Oh Umar, do as you please. Kill us. We are not going to leave the Quran. We are not going to leave the Nabi of Islam. We are not going to leave Islam. His eyes fall on the pieces of the Quran. His eyes fall on the pages of the Quran. The Quran is open. It is Surah Taha. It is recited unto him. Taha, ma anzalna alaykum Quran litashqa illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha tanzeelan mimman khalaq al-ardha was-samawati al-ula ar-rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. Every word is inspiring Umar. Every word is melting as an Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He cannot take it. He cannot tolerate it. The Quran is recited. الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. He cannot bear it. He cannot tolerate the words. إني على الله. That I am Allah. لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. There is no God worthy worship but I. So worship me. These words are recited. He cannot tolerate it. Take me to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He meets Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and testifies. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. I testify there is no God worthy worship and I testify verily Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and he is the true messenger of Allah. He left his house in the morning. He was going to make sure that Nabi of Islam remains no more. He was making his way towards the fire of hell. And if he killed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have gone to the fire of hell. The Quran came in between. He returns in the evening with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Abu Dhar, when he hears the recital of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shouts La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So Fayl Dosi has come. He has been informed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is claiming prophethood. He comes, he wants to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation. His intentions are to take out the faults of the Quran. His intentions are to take out the mistakes of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran. He is listening carefully. He is waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a mistake. He is waiting to take out the fault of the Quran. But he utters La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Jubair ibn Mut'im, he comes to Madinah al-Munawwara. His intention to free those kuffar that were taken as prisoners in the Battle of Badr. This is his intention. My brothers, he comes for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah. He is reciting Waqtur wa kitabin maqtur fi raqin manshur wal baytil ma'amur wal saqfil marfu. Jubair ibn Mut'im says, every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a verse of the Quran, it was like my heart was going to come out of my body. I could not tolerate it. The Quran is being recited. Inna azaba rabbika lawaqif. He cannot bear it. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. My brother, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a place called Batr al-Naqra. It is time for tahajjud. He wakes up for tahajjud. He engages himself in tahajjud. He begins to recite the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the Quran in such a beautiful voice, in such a beautiful and pleasant style that a group of jinn listening, إِنَّا سَمِيْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Verily, we have heard a wonderful series of recitals. أُتُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Quran was putting each and every one of them in their magnetic field. The Quran was taking their wives, it was taking their children, it was taking their slaves. Their families were leaving them, their wives were leaving them and embracing Islam. Their children were leaving them and embracing Islam. Their slaves were leaving them and they were embracing Islam. History testifies that the kuffar were ready to sacrifice their lives to obliterate will not hit and kill the Muslim. The Muslim will not give you difficulty. The Muslim will not pull you into difficulty. Come with just three voices in five being gifted with spontaneous eloquence. Nobody was able to take the challenge of the Quran, and nobody will be able to take the challenge of the Quran. And the Quran was a miracle yesterday. The Quran is a miracle today, and the Quran will remain a miracle to the day of Jesus.